a $64,000 question today. You want to know where your state ranks in terms of quality of your health, that is individual and familial health?
Yes.
Okay, we'll get to that in this half hour. A little critical thinking at its best here on the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, courtesy of Ken Kessler and others who will participate with us at 888-302-3684 or follow us on Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Show.
Really big show.
It's a show.
This is the most vacationed week of the year. People, I was on the Mass Turnpike yesterday, and the traffic was pretty bad. It was pouring rain. The people who are trying to, as I am, be agriculturalists in the Northeast, actually anywhere on the East Coast, you can almost forget about it. Nobody's able to get any haying done. The corn hasn't been planted in lots of places. It's been harrowed up and replanted because of so much moisture. Nothing can grow because no sun. Sun. We need sun. God. Where is the sun?
Here comes the sun.
Yeah, Richie Havens. So our job here is to try to impress people with what we know.
We're not that impressive today.
What do you mean? We've got a lot of things going on here today.
We do.
The essence of Mr. Snowden.
Snowden, I presume.
Snowden. Mr. Snowden, sitting still at the airport. In the limbo land, he's able to eat there and shop
land?
There. Yeah, limbo land. La 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 la. Yeah, da 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 da. Got that?
Yes.
The essence of all of this, Mr. Snowden has found a little hotel. Apparently in the Moscow airport, there's a little hotel you can go stay in that's in no man's land. Not in actually Russian territory and doesn't belong anywhere. It's just there at the airport. So that's where he is. The Americans are trying to convince the Russians to give Mr. Snowden over. But that's not the biggest problem the NSA has, apparently. Here's a report from Catherine Herridge, who says there is something else that may be a big problem for your friends and mine at the NSA.
Publishing one secret document, Britain's Guardian newspaper alleges that the Obama administration allowed the National Security Agency to sweep up records that show the internet and email usage of American citizens. This so-called internet metadata, according to the paper, records email and IP addresses, which can be analyzed to show an individual's interest and pattern of behavior on the web. After an interagency review, a spokesman for the nation's intelligence chief said the program, which began after 9/11, was, quote, discontinued in 2011 for operational and resource reasons and has not been restarted. At a Baltimore conference, without commenting on new allegations of domestic spying, the NSA director said the system is more secure.
There's clearly actions that were taken to prevent a future leak, and we've taken that right off the get-go in terms of protecting our networks. All the things that you would expect us to do, we're doing, and more.
On the list of 50 plots provided to Congress to justify controversial NSA data collection programs, Alexander explained it's actually 42 alleged plots and a dozen cases where individuals provided money or aid to terrorists.
50 of the 54 cases led to arrests or detentions. Our allies benefited too.
With Edward Snowden apparently stuck in the transit zone of the Moscow airport, the U.S. State Department warned Ecuador that granting asylum would not go unpunished.
What would not be a good thing is them granting Mr. Snowden asylum. That would have grave difficulties for our bilateral relationship.
The State Department tried to play down reports. The official Russian news service said the Snowden discussions were too informal, and Moscow wanted a more official request from Washington for the NSA leaker. Though Snowden left Hong Kong nearly a week ago, the State Department publicly chastised the Chinese.
The Hong Kong authorities knew who Mr. Snowden was. They knew he was a wanted fugitive, and they intentionally let him go.
Well, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee believes Snowden may have as many as 200 documents to release. The president's deputy national security advisor, Ben Rhodes, said it's not clear how much classified information Snowden took. This lack of clarity raises the question, was Snowden using more than one computer login? Because Fox News is told that an audit of his computer use should show which documents he viewed and downloaded.
Fear. Worry.
Government. Scared.
Bad. Okay. How many people are worried? 888-302-36.
I'm just waiting for the movie, actually. When did that come out?
Well, you know, I was thinking about all of the things that are published, said, things that we see that are aimed at making us afraid, because that's how you control people. We have this as a common theme of our discussion here. We are fear-based thinkers. How do you get rid of it? The most recent article that I saw that put me into this zone was something that was published about swimming. Now that we are on vacation, got our pools open, it's time for us to relax and not worry, right?
Right.
Where's Bobby? What's the guy's name that did Don't Worry, Be Happy?
Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin, okay. Mm-hmm. So now, those of you who have a swimming pool and who want to have a nice time, you can't. Because there are too many waterborne germs, it seems, in your pool, around your pool, and in the case of younger families, if you put your children into these pools, it could risk their life.
They're going to get the hungamongas.
They're going to get horrible, horrible something or others.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, in South Carolina, state inspectors have gone around to the various public pools in the state and found all kinds of things that are going to be bad for you. And the problem is that with budget cuts, there aren't enough inspectors to warn you, nor are there enough people to clean up the pools.
We should probably pay more in taxes then. So
I think that's a good idea, Jennifer.
Pool.
Let's do that. Let's start it right away.
I'm going to start a campaign. I'd like to give more of my paycheck over to the government to protect people from pool-borne illness.
Yes. How many people are raising their hands right now around the country?
Everybody?
Want to do this?
Do it for the good of the country.
Yes. Right now.
You're not
get
a patriot if you don't support pool cleanliness.
That's right.
Here's an idea. Personal responsibility. Stop peeing in the pool. That makes a difference.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. You want to know a little secret about me? And this is probably into the too much information category.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
You know how most kids have like ear infections as their chronic illness when they're young?
Yes.
I had bladder infections,
really,
and the doctors always said that it was because when I was young, in preschool, they had like a pool thing, and one of the kids peed in the pool and made me more susceptible to that.
How do they know? Did they identify which child peed in the pool?
I don't know, but that's always what I've been told, that that's why I had them so much.
Hmm.
But they didn't raise taxes then, so I think that we need to raise taxes now.
Raise taxes now.
People from having the burden that I had when I was a youngster.
You can go to the pool, right, and pee in the pool in peace, please. Mm-hmm. All right, so fear and worry on the serious side. I think, actually, a lot of people try to think themselves out of worrying. And that makes you, if you do that, worry even more. Not to say reading or learning about how to conquer fear and worry isn't a good beginning, but nobody ever thought their way out of what is eating us alive from inside out.
See,
the
now,
secret...
Okay, go ahead. Sorry,
secret,
I interrupted your reading. Mm-hmm.
The secret is to take action one step at a time. From the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. I have always been a fan of Dale Carnegie. Every once in a while I come across...
I love his deli, by the way.
Some of his things. Yes, the Carnegie deli is very good.
It's my favorite part of his empire.
Right. Anyway, Carnegie always said that he had 50% of his worries vanish once he came up with a clear, definitive decision about what he was thinking about. What's bothering you? And another 40% vanished when he started to carry out the decisions. So if you are a worrier, may I suggest that you banish 90% of your fears by taking these four steps. These are Dale Carnegie steps. Ready?
Yes, ready.
Write down precisely what you are worried about.
What if you don't know?
Then you got a problem. I mean, how do you?
Serious.
You worry about nothing. You just worry.
What if you worry about everything? What if you don't know what is the root of your worry?
But you have to come up with. There's got to be something that you worry about more than anything else.
All right,
now, I have three things that are worrying me.
Okay.
All right. So write down what you think you can do about it after you've written down what you're worried about. Write down what you can do about it.
Okay.
And then decide to do what it is that you've suggested to yourself that you can do about fixing the problem, and start immediately to carry out that decision. Do the thing you fear to do and keep on doing it That's the quickest and surest way to discover how to conquer fear. All right, everybody in on that?
Yes, kind of.
Make good sense?
Yes, kind of.
Thank you, comrades. And later on in the hour, Jennifer's going to report on television programs for some actually pretty good summer replacement shows. I noticed that one of those cop shows that's only on ABC during the summertime.
Oh, I love it. Are you talking about Rookie Blue?
Yeah.
I love that show. I get so excited every summer when it comes
out. I saw that on last night,
It's a fun show. I like it.
All right. Also, in the next half hour, your ranking, as far as your state is concerned, are you in a healthy state or not such a healthy state? And
I'm healthier than my state is.
A healthier state of mind versus the physical state that you're in. What's that old song? Nothing about the condition that your condition is in. Something, there's a line there someplace. But as usual, my mind is foggy, and thus I can't come up with it. I can tell you it's 18 after on Good Day.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie, Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A full weekend of great big savings. Like 40 to 50% off all swimwear for the family. 30 to 50% off all Jennifer Lopez, Elle, and LC Lauren Conrad. 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh B'gosh playwear. And 10 to 33% off kitchen electrics. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Doug Good Day program for Friday, a Vatican official already under investigation in a money laundering plot involving the Vatican Bank was arrested today in another operation. Prosecutors allege he tried to bring 20 million euros in cash into Italy from Switzerland aboard an Italian government plane. Monsignor Nunzio Scarano, suspended accountant in one of the Vatican's main financial departments, is accused of fraud, corruption, and slander. He apparently was caught before things got too out of hand, according to attorney Silverio Sico. He says that Sir Scarano was a middleman in the operation. So these guys that can go with impunity, like guys of the cloth, right? They can travel around, nobody pays any attention to them.
Right. They look innocent.
So why, you find a little crookedness going on? Can't imagine that, though, in the Vatican, right? The Catholic Church, something crooked. Oh, my
Clean
God.
Up a whistle.
21 after on Good Day.
A simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN WGN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Funny, huh?
Sometimes I do.
Crank it up, Michael. This is my namesake.
My namesake.
Stephen Wolf.
Staffachusetts.
All right. The reason that this is playing in your ear is to get you to focus on your traffic reality today. Are you stuck in a traffic jam right now? Not the place you would like to be. One of the things you got to be careful about is your car's engine. Make sure there's enough oil and water and all that stuff as you travel this weekend and through next week. One of the other things, you'd think that this is not necessary. However, because we live in a land of dunderheads, apparently it is. The federal government has started an initiative to remind people the next time you're stuck in traffic, and you get out of your car, don't forget somebody may be in your car with you.
What?
Yeah.
You mean like we're letting him roast?
There's a new public service campaign. The idea here is to make sure that you don't get out of your car and leave a child or some creature in the back seat of the car in all of the heat. So make sure you're not, if you're not that smart, you may be wanting to look. I mean, I don't know if people aren't that smart and they do this sort of thing. If an announcement on television is going to, or radio is going to hit them, don't forget, when you get out of your car, lock the door.
Yeah.
But make sure you take with you any live beans.
You should probably do the advertising on their drool cup. That way they can look at it while they're drooling.
All right. Also, next time you're stuck in traffic, rather than allow your frustration to grow, why not pause for a moment and appreciate the fact that you are even sitting in a car? Quite a wonderful invention, the automobile. Allows you to move about at remarkable speeds, when, of course, there's no traffic, without any effort on your part. You just sit there and you push a few pedals. Are you grateful for that? Do you have gratitude for that? As you get tempted to complain about the traffic that you'll be in this next week if you're driving, and a lot of, like, 40 million people are driving this next week, why not think about the genius and the hard work that went into creating the first car, and the labor that went into building the car that you're driving, and the labor that went into building the road that you're on. Is that upset? Yeah. We're talking about fear and worry and that sort of thing, and people are late all the time, they get stuck in traffic, so calm down.
I miss the angry Doug Steffen.
Deep
breath.
The road rager.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a little more. And give gratitude for the things that are so easy to take for granted, like your car. Like the road.
Like the stupid driver in front of you.
Right. No. Okay. You feeling better now? Thank you.
Move your car, people.
Is it 28 past, Michael? No. It's 27 past.
Just feels that way.
And I know. I'm looking at the clock and I'm trying to, wait a minute. I got to reset my clock here. That's what the deal is. Anyway, I didn't want to get, as Jennifer just suggested not so nicely, I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be upset because there's no beauty in that. When's the last time you saw a man or a woman that were angry that you actually thought looked beautiful? Right?
Mm.
But what do you mean?
Mm. Mm.
Uh-uh.
Sometimes no. Hulk Hogan, you know.
Well, when he's angry? No. I was thinking about the last time I saw something of beauty that was angry, and I can't, there's nothing about anger that's beautiful. It's bad for your health, bad for everything. So if this is your vacation week, start it off the right way by thinking about, even if you're stuck in traffic, that's the idea. Make sure that you also, though, bring your child out of the car with you. Don't leave your child in the car. Don't leave the dog in the car. Please, don't
crack
do that.
The window.
Yeah, right. 28 after on good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. A new life, the energy boost for an old pet. No matter how much time and attention you give your pet, he still may long for a different kind of companionship, that of another animal. There's nothing more valuable for a lonely spaniel than a new kitten or puppy to play with. And there's nothing better for putting new life into an old German shepherd than a feline or canine playmate. Think about it. If you were dropped off on another planet tomorrow with no one of your own kind to communicate with, you'd soon be desperate for human contact. Your dog or cat may not even know what he's missing, but if you provide him with the opportunity to make a new friend, he may discover that life has new interest, that every day is really exciting. A new pet in the household can be a lifesaver too. He can literally retard the aging process of an older pet and add life to the animal's later years. When stimulated to run and jump and play ball by someone of his own kind, the most sedentary and lethargic pet will get up and carry on like an adolescent. So you want to keep that old pet active, you want to keep, it's like senior citizens around young kids, they enjoy each other. If you have an older dog, think about adopting an older cat or another pet to keep him company. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Mother Peacock doesn't show her feathers. Is that
this is my least favorite Good Day song, I think.
Yeah. All right, so get rid of this one, Michael.
No, don't get rid of it.
We don't want to have Jennifer.
Yeah, I think
upset.
You got rid of.
I can't stand it when women are upset with me.
You got one. You got rid of one though. I know you did because I haven't heard it in a while.
Really? Which
you must
one was
have
that?
Gotten rid of it when I was gone, so I couldn't fight for it.
Really?
You ain't wearing makeup, baby.
Yep.
On the night. No.
I think we did. We ditch that one, Michael? I think we ditched that one.
Michael.
Yeah.
You did?
No,
he didn't.
Okay, good. I just haven't heard it in a while.
Information and amusement. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's do the information first, then we'll do the amusement. Jennifer has the television report coming up in a few minutes. We've talked a lot about the immigration overhaul, now moving over to the House from the Senate. There's not much left to say about that. Pretty much everybody knows that John Boehner doesn't like it, and he's going to use his craftiness.
Smackdown.
Yeah, we'll fix those guys. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Smack them
the
down.
Investigation of the leaking of classified information about the cyber attack on Iran's nuclear facilities, focusing on Marine General James Haas Cartwright.
That sounds like was that the Haas and the Cartwrights? What TV show was that?
That was Bonanza.
Bonanza, right?
Haas Cartwright, right. This guy's a big, heavy guy, looks like Haas. But apparently he's a leaker, Kenny. He's a sneaking, low-down...
Don't we have a pill for that?
Leaker.
Super beta prostate.
No, it's PT9 now, please. Let's get them right.
Sorry.
PT9 is the prostate.
I'm a little upset to find out that Haas is a leaker.
Yeah, he's a leaker.
Such an embarrassing problem.
Let's see. Mr. Mandela is still alive, but just barely.
But I thought he was
critical,
doing better.
But stable.
Yeah.
He's stable. Right. Sooner or later. Let's see here. The question has come up on the... I haven't heard this asked before, but apparently now there are people who are for hire who can train you to be a terrorist, teach you how to make bombs. These guys for hire, these are people that have worked in various positions in various countries, armed forces. Now they're on their own, and they're for hire. So as part of the investigation here in Boston into the bombing, they're looking into who trained these guys, whether it was somebody in America or somebody back in Russia. But because we're not talking to the Russians because they won't give us Snowden, we're not going to be able to get a clue on that.
Well, and Chechnya is the area where they think the older brother went to train, right?
Right, exactly. Yes.
And they're not going to talk to us.
Right. Let's see here.
They're all Chechnyan.
They are. Mr. Hernandez, not much to say about that. He's done for the rest of his life. Death Valley in California today.
Very hot there today.
124 degrees. Where's Ronald Reagan when we need him? Okay, I'm asking that question. That's our 2020 television quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
No hints? Why did I just ask, given the fact that Death Valley is going to be 124 degrees today, where's Ronald Reagan when we need him? Why did I ask that? 888-302-3684. I don't expect this to be a psychological exam of how I think, but I expect...
Did you just forget?
No, I did not.
Why did I ask yet. That?
No, I'm...
Call me now.
I'm asking that. A rhetorical question, you smart little... General Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Richie is...
and where are my car keys? For a super extra Doug Steffen hat. Right, where are my car keys?
888-302-3... You're having much too much fun at my expense.
I'm tired today. I'm sorry. Oh, really? It's coming out.
888-302-Doug. Why is it that I said when I announced that the high temperature in the country today would be 124 in Death Valley, where's Ronald Reagan when we need him? What's the significance of that? It does have something to do with television, and it's appropriate because Jennifer's going to do our television report.
That thermometer at Bun Boy is going to be bursting.
Yeah, you have that big one. Isn't that in
the world's largest
Valencia?
Thermometer.
Where is that?
It's the world's largest thermometer. It's in Baker.
Baker's.
And, it's at a Baker. Restaurant called Bun Boy.
That's it. I remember going by it.
And everybody who goes to Vegas plays the game. How hot is it going to be on that thermometer?
Mm-hmm. Plenty hot in Vegas today, too, all over the Southwest. Hot, hot, hot. But why did I say, where's Ronald Reagan, when I announced that it was 124 in Death Valley? 888-302-3684. Okay, time now for us to use Jennifer's talents as a big-voiced announcer. We have two lists. I figure if I give you the top 10... in terms of health ranking, the best places in the country, the best states, and the worst, the others kind of fall in line because they're kind of in the middle.
I'm so guaranteeing one of them isn't at Bun Boy, Death Valley.
Well, no? Let's wait and see.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the worst first. The worst 10 states in terms of health. This is because of infectious disease. This is a CDC report. What it costs to get health insurance, that kind of stuff.
So to live a healthy life.
How many people have obesity, diabetes, how many people are dying or sick because of tobacco use, low infant birth weight, that kind of stuff. All right, are we ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Ready. Number 10.
Number 10 is Texas. This is the worst list. So 10, this would actually be number 40 on the list of the healthiest states.
There's math.
Heading toward the bottom.
Number 9.
Indiana. To say about Indiana.
Kind of get
I'm
that
surprised.
Maybe.
Really? No, I wouldn't have thought that. Yeah, keep going.
Number 8.
Missouri.
Missouri.
I was in Kansas City earlier this week. I didn't look pretty healthy there to me.
Number 7.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Number 6.
Kentucky.
All these are in the middle.
Well, no, these are in the south. Kentucky.
Southish, kind right. of. Yeah, yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. South middle, right?
Yeah, right.
Number 5.
Alabama.
That was right, right?
Yeah.
Number 4.
South Carolina.
Oh. Number 3.
West Virginia.
Oh, I'm seeing a pattern. Number 2.
Arkansas.
And number 1.
The worst health in the country tied between Louisiana and Mississippi. How about that? Okay, so now you want the best states according to health rankings. Where are the healthiest people in our country?
Number 10.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So if they don't end up buried underneath a nightclub.
Right. This is a coastal residence.
Number 9.
People.
Maine.
Oh, you Northeasters. Number 8.
New Jersey.
Really?
Hmm.
Huh. Number 7.
Utah.
I believe that. Healthy living there. Number 6.
Connecticut.
Number 5.
Minnesota.
Number 4.
Massachusetts.
Number 3.
Yourself. New Hampshire.
Number 2.
Hawaii.
Uh-huh. The surf all day. Number 1.
The healthiest state in our country belongs the state where the healthiest people live is Vermont. That's where now I'm looking for California on this list. Number 22 on the list.
So
you were making fun of me. Massachusetts number four. I'm not in California
now. Nanny.
Number 22. But you can pretty much consider that the rest of the states I didn't mention are obviously in the middle somewhere in terms of health rankings. But if you want to be healthy, the states in the Northeast, as Jennifer pointed out, for the most part, with the exception of Utah, are the places to go. Now, Utah is the Mormon state. Is it because Mormons are healthier?
I believe so.
They have a healthy state of mind.
They prepare their own food. They don't drink. They don't smoke.
It is about a healthy state of mind, though. I think that's true.
I think so. Yeah, it has to be.
Okay. So now back to the weather report and the fact that it's going to be a lousy weekend over much of the country. Hot and humid in the southwest. Heavy, hot, humid skies. The tropical rain, the jet stream has moved down to the Gulf Coast. So it's moving from Canada pretty much down a straight line through Ohio and into Kentucky and down to Mississippi and Tennessee, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and sweeping back up the coast. So that's why it's going to be hot and wet on the East Coast this weekend. So I mentioned with the Death Valley in my mind, Ronald Reagan, and I want to know why I did that. 888-302-3684. Let's do a California caller. Why not? I think Landers is close to the... Where's Landers in California, Ryan? I don't know where it is. Ryan?
There's a famous earthquake from Landers.
Nice job, Ryan. Thank you very much. All right, let's see. How about we try Jerry, who's in Minnesota. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, my pleasure.
It was... Ronald Reagan hosted a television show called Death Valley Days way back when. I'm not sure when, but...
It was actually, I think, around the time, just before he ran for governor. It was would have been the mid to late 60s, maybe early 60s. Kenny could be my judge on that, but I believe it was in the early to mid 60s when he hosted Death Valley Days. And it was, you know, stories of the Old West, stories about cowboys, stories about families. It was kind of entertaining. I remember watching it a little bit. Not a lot, but a little. So that is the connection. That's why I asked the question. And that's why you win the prize, Jerry. How about that for a good deal?
That's pretty good. Good way to start the day.
Yes, sir. Are you going anywhere for the 4th of July?
Well, we'll probably hang around home and have some people over at our place. That's the way it's looking right now.
Good. Well, I hope it's your family.
Sounds
fun. He does sound like he's from Minnesota, doesn't he,
yes,
Jerry?
Yes, he does.
Right? Those native Minnesotans. They said, my sister's moved to Minnesota. She's beginning to sound like you guys.
We have an accent up here. That's what I'm told.
Well, I like that New England accent, kind of Southern accent, all that stuff. All right, Jerry, hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. Appreciate your calling. Jennifer has the television report in a moment. It's 16 before the hour. This is today's Good Day.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No,
it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel.
Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
888-302-3684. I was just looking at this study, Jennifer, that suggests letting children watch 3+ hours of television a day make them more advanced than their peers who do not.
That's weird, because isn't it that TV supposed to make you stupid?
Exactly the opposite. I don't know where this study came from, but I know the ladies on The View earlier this week were talking about this, and they said just about the same thing you just did, and what I've been saying for years, and other people who understand how the brain works, the neurons and the wiring basically going together but become scrambled like spaghetti because the brain isn't fully developed until you're after 3-4 years of age. So if you put it in a position where it's got like all these Einstein, what is it, baby Einstein?
Baby Einstein,
all
yeah.
that stuff, it's horrible for kids because...
And I always blame my smarts on my TV viewing, so maybe there's something to it.
You from when you were what age?
I was a baby.
Really?
I don't know. I just remember I watched a lot of Vin Scully and the Dodger games and a lot of Alice and Three's Company growing up.
Well, it's the changing... Well, I think that's okay. It's what you see, the cartoons. I don't know the...
Watch Looney Tunes.
The essence of what I remember reading once 4 or 5 years ago. In fact, it was around the baby time when Charlene was here. And I remember arguing about putting her in front of the television set and realizing after reading 3 or 4 different studies how horrible it is. Computers.
Yeah, well, it's overwhelming because it's a lot of images for baby brains to process.
No. So I think just be careful. It's kind of like leaving your baby in the back seat of the car.
Yes.
Right? It's a little common sense
Not
involved,
a good idea.
Perhaps, right. All right, what do we have kicking off this next week? Any new premieres on television?
Well, we have something kicking off, and that was James Gandolfini's funeral yesterday.
Oh, right.
Oh, God.
That was nice double entendre.
Too soon. I know. Yeah. I know. And I'm sad because I actually really like James Gandolfini, so I don't mean to make light of it. But his funeral service was held yesterday, and it was about a 90-minute service. His wife was there, obviously, and talked about him. David Chase, who was the creator of The Sopranos, was there. Also in attendance, Michael Imperioli, Jamie Lynn Sigler, Edie Falco, Juliana Margulies, Alec Baldwin and his wife, the Turturros were there, Steve Buscemi, really just the stars turned out for this, including New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. And reports are that HBO planned and paid for the entire funeral and was filming it for the actor's family, so they'll get a little bit of that to take home with them, I guess. I don't know if you want to rewatch that, but... There you go. More endorsement trouble for Paula Deen. She's lost even more. She's got she lost Walmart yesterday. She lost Target. Quite a few merchandise companies. The only people that haven't dropped her yet, I think, are QVC. Her most recent loss was Novo Nordisk, which is the diabetes drug that had hired her.
I think I'm tired of hearing about her this week. She's way too much.
Well, I have some good news then. Are you ready for good news?
Yeah.
All right, so soap operas are coming back to the Oprah Winfrey Network. Well, they are coming back to the Oprah Winfrey Network. They're coming back to TV on the Oprah Winfrey Network. One Life to Live and All My Children Have Found New Life Online with Prospect Park. Well, now Oprah has decided, even though 2 years ago she said she wouldn't save the soaps, now she realized there's some money to be made. So they're coming back to TV July 15th. They'll begin airing on the Oprah Winfrey Network, and they'll run for 10 weeks. All of the episodes since the show's been back online, Monday through Thursday, All My Children will be on at 1, and One Life to Live will air at 3 o'clock.
Really? I'm 51
excited.
Happy hour.
I love your soaps.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you.
Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you're a big traveler or you want to travel big, this is the place to be. Help yourself to the information that is now about to begin. Our celebration of travel, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com has the deals. You think there's going to be any way that you could get a deal last minute traveling for the 4th of July? We'll find out. And then we'll go to places that you'll have to spend a lot of money for, but it'll be nice for your imagination. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ever missed a bill payment?
No!
Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please stop!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required. Refers to rental purchase transactions.
Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. Here's an example of how the system works. Just so you know, I'm a traveler, and I had I happened to know ahead of time that I needed to go to Los Angeles, I think it's the first week of October. So I went to Tom and asked his person about the pricing, and it came back at $500. And I said, no, that can't be right. I'm booking 4 months there. How long is it? I don't even want to talk about October. How far away is it? Let's see. We have July, August, September. So it's three plus some odd months away. So I figure last year, Tom, during the wintertime, the average cost was 300 and something, high twos, low threes. So I'm figuring it's going to be somewhere around there. $500. So I didn't book it. I sent an email to you, and you came back with one suggestion. But then we went back to thinking about Tuesdays and how important Tuesdays can be when it comes to booking a flight. So wait until Tuesday, and your lady, Leanne, came back to me with a price that was $200 less. She had first priced it on Friday. I turned up my nose and said, no, you said there were plenty of seats, don't worry about it. And we waited until Tuesday and saved $200.
Yeah. There's another thing can happen, too, when they're matching an airfare sale.
Yeah.
They may change the inventory code. I mean, there's, when I say inventory code, and most people don't really care, but that's very important. It could have been a specific time of the day, but they had to match somebody. They didn't want to use a Q, let's say. So they matched it with an M, which was probably available on your flight. And because they loaded it and matched another airline's sale fare with an M instead of the Q, that brought that fare down for us.
No idea what you're talking about, just for the record.
That's what I said. Nobody cares. No one cares.
I cared that I saved $200. That's what
right.
I cared about.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, the bottom line
also,
was that.
Also, I said Doug patience, too, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, but sometimes you're far enough out and it becomes obvious.
Well, you were doing perfect what you were doing. You went out there, but we also came back and said we could find other flights that same day for about $338.
Right.
You know.
So this matched that fare waiting until Tuesday.
Your specific flights, yes.
Right. Well, I have the times that work best for me, and I stay with American because I've been with them and the usual perks that go along with being with an airline. I'll tell you something. If they keep using these tin cans, these small planes on the transcons, they're going to find me looking someplace else, though.
You are a good lesson to know why if you have that much time,
yep.
You should be poking around. And I would have told you, let's wait until probably the end of August anyway. So
really?
You weren't even leaving until October.
No. So do you think that I went to, I'm going to be able to save some more money if I waited? And if I go back to them, can you get your money back?
You can if it drops $200,
mm-hmm.
and that's your change fee.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Whatever you lock in, you lock in. But you did okay. Don't
give us 30 seconds. We're the best deals from bestfares.com.
All right, here's what I'm seeing. I mean, look, folks, July is just going to be a four-letter word, ugly. That's it, okay? And first 2 weeks of August, ugly. But then after that, we're starting to see the walls of Jericho fall down. Good, happy days are going to be here again.
Uh-huh.
And Asia, if you ever wanted to go to Beijing, we are seeing hundreds. I mean, we're seeing $600 to $700 to $1,000 discounts.
Tom Parsons at bestfares.com here.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.